I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
Hello, it's me. I'm back. That's right. Week four, people. Every Sunday between now and Christmas Eve, I, Steve Henn, will be playing you 100 of my favourite songs. That's not 100 every night, obviously. That's over the period of 10 weeks we've decided now, because there's a little bit of clever moving around of the songs. So we're going to go straight bang, wham, right in to 69. I'm not even going to make a joke. Because it's wrong. 69 has got nothing to do with lickety-split sex. No. 69 is just a number. It's a number between 68 and 70. And that's why I'm so good at the math. Right. I don't know how much of that I've cut there. I don't know how much I've left in. But we're going to go straight in to number 69. No, don't even make a joke. Ozzy Osbourne. Now, you could say, Steve, why didn't you put Black Sabbath? Black Sabbath, I saw in 1978. Never Say Die tour, supported by Van Halen, with one of the greatest guitarists of all time, Eddie Van Halen. But I do believe that the greatest guitarist is who we're going to play now. That's right, Ozzy Osbourne, when he first started, had a brilliant young 24-year-old called Randy Rhoads, who tragically died in an airplane crash. And I was so fortunate I saw Randy Rhoads play live three or four times. And the video is of the Ace lineup with Rudy Cesaro and Tommy Aldrin on drums as well. Ozzy Osbourne, I adore, I love. And this is from the first track, I think, off the first Ozzy Osbourne solo album. And it's called...
Oh,
Boom! There you go. Ozzy Osbourne, I don't know, with the incredible Randy Rhoads. 25 when he died, so that was like, what? So he'd be like 60? 60 odd now? It's 84? Mad, mad. He could have been one of the greatest ever rock guitarists, but we will never, ever know. But I'll tell you what, at 24, he was kicking out some shit. And I mean that in a very good way. So, that was number 69. Steve, don't even make a joke. What's next, Steve? Well, let's go back. I think this is another 70s. Honestly, I really should have checked that I shouldn't have put so many 70s socks in. Socks? 70s songs in? But you know what it's like. There's a certain, as I said before, there's a golden period, which actually would give people a guilt complex, I would imagine. So, Tom Robinson Band, Sing If You Want to Be Gay. Sing If You Want to Be Anything, to be honest. But this one, oh, this is just such a fun song. And, you know, every time I hear this, I just feel good. And it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, Load Away. Tim Lule, liberally signaling up the rise. And sing if you want to be gay. Sing if you want to be gay. Sing if you're glad to be gay. 2, 4, 6, 8, Motorway, Tom Robinson, who's a DJ now, apparently. Yes. But come on, that's great guitaring as well. But punky. It was a punky type band. But yeah, love that song. Right, Steve, you're saying to me, Steve, it's quite rocking out now. What about the pop you promised us from last week? You promised a lot of pop this week. Well, with the pop is here now. The pop has arrived. Now, I have seen this person twice live, and I honestly believe she is one of our greatest musicians. Obviously, a lot of people don't think she's our greatest musician, but if you hear her sing anything just with her and a piano, it is incredible. Now, I could have chosen many, many, many of her songs. And it's not Miley Cyrus. No. I am going to tell you that it is the incredible Lady Gaga. 67.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby.
Not only is that song a triumph for the persecuted, You know, you can be who you want to be. Don't, I mean, I hate people. No, I don't hate the community. No. I hate people that say, oh, I don't like that. Well, you shouldn't be like that. You should be like this. No, you should be yourself. Be foremost, be yourself. Don't like yourself, be yourself. Right, that's the message I'm going to give you. But any song from the Garg, I would stick in there. But I think that one's just like an anthem to the people, the proper people, not the idiots, you know what I'm saying? So, do you want some more? Do you want some more pop? Yes, please, Dave, give us some more pop. What number is this?
66.
Are you going to stay, Steve? No. What? You're going to go Alf? You're going to go Alison Moyet? No. Why do you like this song, Steve? I like this song because it's brilliant. But this is Don't Go by Yazoo. There you go, Yazoo. That was Alison Moyet and of course the incredible Vince Clarke. On the keyboards. I don't know if you think like that, but I do, and that's all that matters because this is my 100 songs, and that was number
66.
What's number 65, Steve? Well, Steve, do you like Bare Naked Ladies? Obviously the answer has to be yes, I do love Bare Naked Ladies. But do you mean the Canadian band, the Bare Naked Ladies, or do you actually mean girls with their kit off? Well, I'm going to say the Canadian band. Because I can't say I like girls with their kit off. Actually, I like it with half on, half off. Anyway, moving on. Do you know what? If you haven't discovered Jonathan Ross introduced me to the Bare Naked Ladies. He said, over there is Stephen Page. No, he didn't. No, he played it on his Sunday radio show. I'll tell you what, if I had $1 million, I would write this song. But I haven't got $1 million, but I would write this song if I had $1 million.
65.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K-car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there always be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Rich. There you go. The Bare Naked Ladies. Absolutely one of my favorite bands. See, Stephen Page left, which I think is a shame. It's still a great band, but I think what I like so much about them is the close harmony. And I think, have I got another song? Yes, I've got another song in a minute or three with a bit of close harmony. If you like identical twins. Now, there's a clue, isn't there? If you like identical twins, I've got some close harmony from Scotland coming up soon. And I tell you what, you wouldn't have to walk that far to guess the name of that song. Wow. Come on. There's more clues in that than an episode of The Krypton Factor. I don't know any decent quiz shows anymore. They're all bloody pap. I do like the House of Games, though, to be honest with you. Right, so, Steve, have you seen Dean Creedman. Yes, I have. And I can. And I went with my mum to Huntington Hall in Worcester. Well, well, right. So the Rock and Jam, my favourite album, favourite song off the album. Oh, I don't know if it's my favourite song. Yeah, it is. I like this song. So there's a few songs like this through my 100 songs, which like us tell stories. If you're hearing this for the first time, you might thank your lucky stars. Oh, it's a lovely, lovely song. And this is at number 64. Wow, that was a big hit in the 70s, Kel Surprise. But yeah, he had a few off that album. Well, well, said the rocking chair. But it's a great album. If you like that sort of thing, if you like that sort of smolt, then you will love that album. Yeah, no, we're going to move well away from the 70s now. Oh, God, yes, we're going to go to 1988. How about that? 1988 with song number 63. And I'll tell you what, Taylor Dane. This woman had a brilliant voice, And this, such a pop song that, honestly, you won't believe how brilliant this pop song is. Or you'll hate it. I don't care, though. Do you know what I mean? I don't care.
63.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Steve, you kicked so many good songs out for that. And I'm going to say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Tiffany, I think I'm alone now. I'm sorry, you had to go. Ah. Honest, if you did like that, let me know. If you didn't, don't ever tell me. Don't ever tell me. But Taylor Dane was brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. See, now, 62 this week on Steve Henn's Top 100 Songs is a band that would be people that used to know me back in the day, and I used to love my rock so much. I still love my rock. Could make that sound rude, couldn't I? But I do love my rock. But I also adored Three Black Men. I don't know if I can say that. I've said it now. But I'll tell you what, and I used my imagination to love them. But back in the day, this was such a disco fever band. People that grew up with me wouldn't understand that I love this song, but I do. I do. And I love imagination. Ooh, 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 ah. But this is Music and Lights at number 62. think you'd agree, I have so much rhythm. I have more rhythm in my little pinky. I have more rhythm in my little toe than many.
Come on.
We're coming to the near the end of the show. We've got two more songs in this week, which is, I do believe, the 12th day of November. Isn't it dark out? But yes, I told you earlier that I love Close Harmony. Close Harmony. I love this band so much. This song is my favourite song from the favourite album. At number 61, it is The Proclaimers. What? I know. But seriously, I went to see them live as well, my mate Richard, and they are such a brilliant live band. They are so, I think they're just wasted, really. People don't appreciate, because they think, you know, can walk a 100 miles, right? They do more than that. And this is from their album Light Comedy, which is brilliant. And I really want to write the film script for this. But I've got the ideas, but I just haven't got the time. Gosh, it's bloody 10 to bloody 10, people. Right, let's whack this one on. It's from the Light Comedy album.
61.
Spinning around in the air, The Proclaimers. Boom.
Let me give praise to your sparkling eyes and your coloured hair. Let me spend ages on poetic phrases to show I care. Let me go grazing on dapple green pastures where you're the mayor. Let me rephrase that, I think there's a better line there. Spinning around in the air. Let me donate something to a kid's charity of your choice. For you I would willingly be a worse traitor than William Joyce. If I could sing, I would sing you a song in Sam Cooke's voice. Let me rephrase that, I think there's a better line there. Spinning around in the air. Are you happy now, see? Yeah, yeah. Tell me where it hurts. It hurts there and there and there. I've got to announce, juicy and round, spinning around in the air. Oh, you're happy now, see? That I think there's a better life there. Spinning around in the
Come on, Proclaimers. Seriously, if you get the chance to see the Proclaimers live, go and see them live.
Before they die.
No, that's probably my most modern song, isn't it, out of all of them this week. Well, we're coming to the end of this show. And I started with a heavy metal legend Ozzy Osbourne. And I'm going to finish with my favourite ever metal band from the 80s. New wave of British heavy metal. They were from Stourbridge, which is just up the road from me in Birmingham. Not Alabama. Birmingham, England, right? Stourbridge. And I saw them so many times before. These one of the bands in the metal fraternity are like a legend, but they didn't do very well commercially at all, and it pisses me off a lot. So their first album, known as the White Album, not to be confused with the Beatles shit, but this White Album by Diamond Head is the band, if you hadn't worked that out. I bought for £4 from an advert in Sounds, and I sent a postal order off. And I got, and each album was a white sleeve, and each member of the band signed these records and sent them out. And I got one signed by Brian Tatler, who is the guitarist. And my mate got one signed by Sean Harris, who is a singer, who I actually preferred at the time. But I'm so glad that the mine was from Brian Tatler. And it had a big number one drawn in biro. That's a thing that you used to use to write on paper with kids. And it had a big number one drawn in biro. And I had it for years and years and years. And eventually I sold it on eBay to an American for about £100 because I needed the money. And I got everything on, you know, digital then. I really wish I hadn't done it, but I needed the money. But the person who bought it off me sent me a wonderful, wonderful email about 3 or 4 weeks after I'd sent it to America. And she went to see the band themselves because the band were playing in America. And she wanted the rest of the band to sign it, Sean. And Brian Tatler, the guitarist, looked at it and could not believe what she had in her hand, because Brian Tatler said, and I did not know this at the time, if I'd have known this at the time, he said, "Fuck off, that's the first album I ever signed. And that's why I put a big number one on it. How did you get that?" And she probably said Steve Henn was in desperate need of money. Now, Metallica cite Diamond Head as a huge influence. If you don't know anything about Diamond Head, then you're in for either a treat or you will retreat. So here we have my favourite song, actually, really, off the White Album, and it is called The Prince.
60.
And there you go. Diamond Head, the Prince from the White Album. Honestly, swear to God, that album is brilliant. Favourite song, favourite album. Although Am I Evil is probably the one that everybody knows. I mean, I love Am I Evil. I love Sucking My Love, and that sounds rude. And I also love, but The Prince is my favourite. Lightning to the Nations, that was going to say. But I just think the guitaring in that is just so awesome. So awesome. There you go. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my 100 songs on the 12th day of November. My true love said to me, fuck off. So we're going to come back next week, which will be the 19th of November. And we will be going down from 59 to 51. I know I can't make 59 sound funny, can I? But never mind. Listen, we've got another duet next week. We've got the first band I ever saw live next week. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, we've got an absolute classic. And if any of you know who Jimmy King is from Emmerdale, I have a Jimmy King story because I went to school with Jimmy King. And that's not his real name. His name's Nick. So I went to school with Nick. And if it wasn't for Nick, we wouldn't be playing number 59 first next week. I'll tell you that. There's your clue. So come back next week and I'll tell you my Jimmy King story and you'll hear another 10 fantastic songs. Enjoy the rest of the week. Bye! Awesome.